And then someone went,
testing 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay. Wait. Let me rewind. John,
you're right.
Right. I'm just going to play us in a little bit.
When are you going to tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Good. Why'd you let out the big sigh? I'm the one running for office.
You came back faster than people thought you were going to come back. True or false? And the answer is true.
I want to say true. And it is true to some degree. However, and caveat to that is, I'm back and I'm doing things, but internally, my heart still needs 3 more months of recovery.
Okay.
I start cardiac rehab November 5th, the day after the election. I'll probably need it for whatever purposes anyway. But
right.
My heart will take 3 months to heal. I mean, it feels very heavy right now on my chest.
Okay.
So.
But I was talking to you last night while you're knocking on doors.
I was knocking on doors.
So you.
Listen, you push yourself as far as you push yourself past your limits.
Right.
Because you don't have another choice.
Right.
Right. If you're dying of thirst and you're in the desert and you don't think you can make it 10 more steps and you see a glistening cap of water, you're making it 10 more steps.
Right.
Because you need that water.
Right.
So my thing is, I need these 10 more steps because I have to win.
Right. You want to introduce Al?
Yes. I brought my friend and colleague, Al Casella, town councilman, town of Lavender's Falls. Welcome, Al.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the podcast, too. I appreciate you inviting.
Yeah, I wanted to bring Al along because Al and I do some stuff in a small part of my area, but, you know, he's been on town board for how long, Al?
6 years now. So Lynn and I do share a couple of, thank you very much. We share a lot of the same territories here, so Lynn and I are partners in crime.
Yeah.
So we've been doing a lot of good things on the town board. Some of the things we've been doing recently is the Schlotthouse Park. For those who are not familiar, that's...
You never did a podcast before?
Never.
You're very good. He's very good.
He's very good.
Go ahead, Schlotthouse Park. Sorry.
Thank you. No problem at all. So thank you again for having me. So at Schlotthouse Park, which is on the corner of Myers and All Angels Silver, we've done a number of good things that we put the brand new stage in.
Yep.
So we used to have a 600 square foot stage. It's now 1,000 square foot stage.
And it's in the right place, by the way.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
It's beautiful. It's almost complete. We're actually putting a dance floor in now,
which
is a good thing. As you can see, we put the veterans banners up. So that's a great thing, too. Put the rail fence in there. So we're doing a lot of good things in that park. But there's a lot of other things that we're doing, too. If anybody knows about Martsfield is where the pickleball courts are, which is a big thing now in Dutchess County. We have the best pickleball courts in all of Dutchess County. We have 8 with a potential of 9. Tyler Adams, for the baseball field that's there, is in partnership with us to upgrade the it's an old baseball field. We're turning it into a soccer field. So between Tyler Adams, captain of the U.S. soccer team, and Scott's, they're actually reseeding the entire field to make it a soccer field. So we're doing a lot of good things there. Joseph McDonald, we have a memorial there. So we're doing things like that. Again, we're trying to get those throughout the town. So looking at a lot of good things. So you kayak as an example, we're just putting a new kayak dock in. If you,
I want to do that. I want when I'm better.
You should try it.
When I'm better, because I love kayaking.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend always, I don't have a kayak yet. So I want to buy one in the spring, but
you've got it.
My girlfriend always takes
me.
I'm
doing that.
Introduce your daughter first.
Daughter, Gia.
Yeah.
Hello.
I took her kayaking up.
Also there for sure.
I'm like Lake Erie or something. She was going to Brockport College and my son, myself, and her. And I was like, oh my God, let's go kayaking. So she's like, I don't know what to do. That sounds like, I don't know what to do. I said, great. I know what to do. I'll get a kayak. You guys get the one that's got 2-person one. So they go in and she goes, I'm not freaking doing it. So my son had to literally kayak her around the whole lake. And she's like, this is disgusting. There's green things in the water. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
It wasn't seaweed. It was the lake. She's such a girl.
Yeah. Are you not an outdoor?
She runs. She's a cross country runner.
I'm not a fan of.
Oh, all right.
Well, she doesn't like lakes. She likes beaches rather than lakes.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
No, you like lakes. You know why you like lakes?
Why?
Because there's no sharks in lakes.
I know.
That's why you like lakes.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I go out far in the beaches. I love it. Love it.
So
that's, and she's moving to Florida next year.
Yeah. Are you really?
Yes.
With her best friend. I'm freaked out. I'm not going to lie.
God, that's horrible. My daughter went to college this year for the first time. I have not been right like since you left. No, I'm been devastated. Right. Like the first, I don't have it on today because I think I wear it to bed and it came off in the bed and I didn't have time to look for it this morning. But we have touch bracelets. Do you know what touch bracelets
are? Oh, I want one.
Yeah. She and I have one. That's how bad it is. No, it's not good. It's a little too much. I need to dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, but they're both leaving in August. Yeah. My son's going to college in Florida. She's leaving. So I'm going to be like an empty nest alone.
Yep. Yeah,
to be freaking.
Where's your daughter going to school?
Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
Oh no.
Yeah, she loves and so
loves it.
Well, this is
good things about that campus.
It's great. It's a fantastic campus. Her roommate lives like 10 minutes away from us, so they got to know each other first, right? So her roommate, sorry, Graham, her roommate has a boyfriend who lives in Conway, where the campus is, and he's in a condo, and he's going to community college. So the boyfriend has a roommate. So my daughter hooks up with the boyfriend's roommate. So now the four of them are in a condo. The boyfriend's roommate, my daughter's boyfriend, his dad is apparently like the HVAC king of the East Coast. They have like a 7,000 square foot vacation house down there. Like literally 10 minutes from...
Is his father single?
literally like 10 minutes from campus. So I call her on the weekend. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, oh, we're driving golf carts around on the... So yeah, she landed on her feet. She's never coming home. She's never coming home. I've lost her. All that work gone. But
well, tell me that.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll come back.
Right. Yeah, you're a nice man.
Yeah, because Al's daughter came back, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, so my daughter went to...
She used to work with me.
Right, she used to work with Serena.
Oh, cool.
And so she went away to Massachusetts for school, and she came back. Matter of fact, she lives off of Spook Hill Road, like 10 minutes from my house. Yeah. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's hope.
Yeah, there's hope.
All right. Yeah, I'm moving up here for that purpose. I live in Westchester right now, but every day I'm trying to get up here. And I want like a house, and I want a barn that I could convert to an apartment so that she can hang there. And
sure.
Remember, there's only one person in the world who really loves her, and it's her dad. So you should live by him.
That's hysterical. So I'm sorry, I segued from Al's amazing kayak course. So anyone in Wappingers will have access to kayaking. So
that is correct.
That is great. And I can't wait to try it.
So we also did the boat ramp over at Chelsea. So that was asphalt thing that was pretty much destroyed by the water and stuff. Just put a brand new cement one in. So now people aren't going to have to worry about, you know, boats being damaged, et cetera. So we're doing some really good things.
Bus stops,
yes. So that's been in the works for...
Who did their homework, huh?
Yeah, you did. You actually did.
Bus stops.
We've been working on that for a number of years now at the bus stops. We always had the compartments for the bus stops. The problem is the pads were never big enough. So we had to work with the county to get the pads the right size so we could actually put those up. So you're correct. That just happened just recently. So great feature for the town.
How hard is it to get stuff done in Wappingers? Because Joey Cavassini seems like he's 300 miles an hour all the time. I would imagine it's easier to get stuff done here.
I would say that we work together very well as a team. We've got a lot of things done, and that helps a lot. We've got a lot more projects we've done. And it always takes, as I tell people, it takes three board members to approve stuff. So I know Joey's running 100 miles an hour. We are too. And again, the idea here is to do what's in the best interest of town, quality of life things. And that's what we're trying to do. We're doing a lot of improvements in our parks, things like that. We're going to continue to do that next year, assuming we're reelected in November. And next year, we actually have to run again. Lynn does too, because if we win this year, Governor Hochul will change the law. So we now have to run on even years. So we'll run in 26, then again in 28. Yeah.
Why does she care if you're running on even years?
I think what happens is you get more participation. So in an odd year, you get about 35% turnout. When you go to an even year, like a gubernatorial is about 60, 65, and then presidential, it's 70, 75.
Oh, why? That's weird, isn't it? No, like, why would people behave like that?
A lot of people don't vote in local elections. A lot of people. And a lot of people want to complain about it, but yet they won't show up to the polls.
I've come to two conclusions. Lifelong Democrat, but in Dutchess County, I just converted. I'm a Dutchess County Republican. I wrote Joanne. I'm like, forget, because all you guys are such good people that it's like you got to vote the person and not the party.
Thank you.
And you're all such good people. I mean, I worship the ground and walks on, but like, you're all such good people up here. And it's really cool to see. And I like even like where I live, like, you know, my town council has done. Here, I'll list all the things they've done in the last 4 years. Ready?
That many.
Yeah. So to see you guys like flying and getting so much done. Yeah.
Well, the good news is that the town lowered taxes by what, 2%? And then the county lowered taxes as well. So at least in tandem, we both lowered taxes.
Yeah, that's
correct.
In the town and the county. Yeah.
So one of the things that I think Lynn and I, from a local perspective anyway, is we don't look at politics. If you need our help, whether you're Republican, I don't care about that. You might help, I'm not looking.
Doesn't matter.
If you might help, I'm gonna help you out if
I can. Well, that's why I'm a voice for everyone. I tell it to everybody. I said, don't vote party. Vote the person, because I'm a good person through and through. Not that anybody else isn't, but I've been here my whole life. I'm willing to help you. I'm not a 9-to-5 legislator. Right? Like people say, oh, email me during business hours. Absolutely not. Here's my personal cell number. This is my address. I everyone's got it. You can have it. 365, 24/7. Call me. You have a problem? Call me. You need milk or an elderly person needs help in the middle of the night? I'll get you help. Mm-hmm. Like I don't. And again, is that something that the legislators do? Physically do that stuff? No, but I'm that person that'll go above and beyond. You don't need to call me just for legislative issues. I want to help you with whatever you need help with. Because we're humans and that you deserve that.
What's the biggest legislative issue that you're facing now?
I don't know that we have just one. I know that EMS, you know, doing a countywide EMS is a problem, and we are trying to fix that solution.
What's the problem?
Well, right now the towns have their own EMS.
Oh, and you want one county funded?
We want to try to get not even just a county funded. We did fund the county to do that, but we want to make sure that we can get the proper timing, because what'll happen is that, say, Town of Wappingers is out on a call and they have X amount of ambulances and there's another call that comes in. Well, then we have to borrow an ambulance from Town of Poughkeepsie or Town of Fishkill. And then if a call comes in there, then they don't have an ambulance, then they have to borrow an ambulance, right, Alan?
Yep.
So we're constantly...
Oh, so you mean like
so
county...
So we're going to try to make sure that we actually have a lower time rate. We don't want someone to wait 10 minutes. God forbid it's a cardiac arrest. God forbid it's... We want to make sure we lower those times and we have more people in the field, which that's also a problem, because we want to try to encourage the younger generation to get in the field with EMS, EMT, fire. I mean, a lot of times people are scared, but we need more of those people and we need to make sure that the countywide EMS does kind of go through. So we're starting slow because we didn't want to put a ton of taxpayer money into it. So we start slow and then because the county said, and Bill Beal is a part of that. He's the commissioner of emergency services and 911. So again, they asked for, I think it was $2 million. And we gave, so we don't want to give above that just yet until they need.
Right.
And they do the infrastructure and they do the work and they figure out where we're going with it.
Right.
Right. So let's monitor the issue. Let's see how we're going to help the county and let's see what we need next. And then they'll put in for more funding and hopefully it'll be a bipartisan support of that because we're in need of that. So I think that's a county.
Yeah, I think that's a bipartisan issue. Who would object to that?
It is.
Yeah. No,
it is.
Who would object to that?
It should be.
So one of the things we do in the town of Wappingers is we have something called first responders awards we pass out. We do it yearly.
I love that.
What that does is it gives credit to those that are out there, whether it's fire, ambulance,
saving
EMS,
lives,
saving
yep.
lives. Yeah, and we do that every year. Bill Beal does a great job.
Playing guitar for people count, probably. Yeah. Right? Okay.
Yes, that saves lives.
Yeah. But it's an amazing night. And again, we honor those that help and save lives. And it's a beautiful thing. And we do a lot of funding in the town for free EMS services. We have free available ambulances for the town. And we do a lot of servicing there. But it's a wonderful thing that we have there that we do, you know, honor and respect those that save lives. And it's just, it could be something simple. But the other day, we had a young gentleman who just recently passed away jogging But we had one of our ambulance people out there. Actually, Bill Beal was out there first on the scene to try to help, you know, resuscitate the gentleman. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. But it's just the kind of service that we provide here between New Hackensack Fire, Houstonville, a number of the other.
You have great, great EMS and fire.
Well, here's why you should volunteer if you're G's generation, right? In 4 years, there's not going to be any more jobs. So you have two choices because AI is going to do them all.
Yeah.
So you have two choices. You can get fat on the couch or go volunteer. So go volunteer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you worried about that? Are you worried about AI taking all the jobs?
I am worried. Yeah. I was like scrolling on Indeed the other day and I saw like a bunch of like AI job stubs.
Or I told her she better learn it and learn how to do it.
It's scary.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, I use it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's insane.
And they're taking...
I don't even know how
like
to use
record
AI
deals now, awesome. Right?
Oh, they have music. So it's like not even a band. It's like an AI person.
And
they're making music and they're getting record
deals. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then they have this woman who's an actress and they're shopping her around. And she's going to be up in 3 movies.
Yeah, and she's not real.
And she's not real. But she's beautiful and she's young. And I'm saying she, like she's an actual, but she's an AI.
Generated.
Whatever. Yeah. And it's, you would not know any different.
No,
and it's crazy. It's
yeah, it's scary.
I think the musicians and the actors and actresses in Hollywood are all getting worried because we're not going to have any room for the arts. I think AI.
You know who Tyler Perry is?
Yeah.
You know Tyler Perry, yeah.
Yeah.
He was building a $300 million studio in California. And he went to some producer's thing. Some producers, I don't remember the name of the producer. The producer showed him this AI generated program that where you can do movies. And the next day he shut down construction because he's like, you don't need movie sets anymore. You don't need any of it anymore. So I'm trying to write a folk opera. So there's this AI generated app called Suno, and you put in your idea and it writes a song. And I listened to the first song. I'm like, I can't listen to this anymore. I'm just going to use it. It's just really good.
That's
It's really good.
I think I'm going to come on a off day and just have a tutorial and sit here with you for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to even download it to my stuff. I'll just use yours.
What is...
I'm paranoid, you know?
It's online. You're not downloading anything. You don't download anything.
Oh, I think that ChatGPT someone said about you.
No, you don't. I use ChatGPT all day. You don't download it. Yeah. What's one thing that you guys have been working on other than the Wappingers, one thing that you've been working on that you anticipate getting done next year when you get elected? This year, you get elected this year, you anticipate being able to get it done next year.
Well, I think we both agree on like not really having overdevelopment. And again, I'm not really, that's Al's thing with the town, but.
Yeah, so we just changed.
So I can't move up here is what you're saying.
No, you can.
No, you can.
Oh, okay.
You can. So we just changed our comprehensive plan. So it kind of restricts, you know, overdevelopment, as Lynn said. But I think some of the things we're looking at is, as an example, our senior center. So we're trying to expand that. And through the help of the legislator, Lynn and company, we've been getting grants and things. So what's happening is our senior center is kind of outgrown.
You did that?
Yeah.
Way to go, girl.
Myself and my colleagues at a $75,000 grant. Because, I mean, who doesn't love seniors, right? But,
I got a couple seniors I could. Kidding.
But we're upgrading the senior facility at the town of Wapishtano. Also, we're putting in, you know, new bathrooms, new kitchen, things like that. We're also over at Slidehouse, again, thanks to the legislator, over at Slidehouse Park. There's this white building order, if you've seen it off to the side. We're actually gutting that, and we're going to try to get community services as well inside. So that thing's going to be completely redone.
Yeah.
So thank you for the grant money. We appreciate that.
And that'll be good.
But those are some of the things we're looking at, we're doing, not just for seniors, but also there's a lot of recreation things we'd like to do as well. Of course, we want to keep our taxes as low as possible.
Yeah.
So one of the things we are looking at the budget now is to take down the tax rate.
Yeah, right? And we have to be fiscally responsible taxpayer dollars. You can't just, I know there's a lot of things you'll want to do, but, you know, as a county, we have a AAA bond rating, and as a town, they're doing great. So it's like, you don't want to take taxpayer dollars and go, oh, I want to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to do that. But then what happens is then taxes go up and I'm spending taxpayer dollars. irresponsibly, and we don't want to do that.
We want to be responsible. We spend, again, keeping our, as our signs say out there, lowest tax town in Southern Dutchess County. We want to keep it that way. But, you know, you also want to, you know, see what you can do about increasing services. So, again, you got to get creative on how you fund for that stuff.
Right.
And that's what we're working on. But the county's been very, very helpful. So
yeah, we've been getting grants and stuff. So.
Getting us grant funding.
I might be able to help with the funding. If I have a couple bucks, if you name that stage in the park, John Burton stage, I could come up with a little something to help out.
That would be awesome.
Do you, and that, there's sports leagues here, right?
In Wapping. Yeah,
And they're, I don't, only because I'm next to a soccer field and see it, they seem really popular.
And they're sponsored.
They're sponsored. Okay.
A lot of them.
We have a big sports facility on Robinson Lane, baseball fields. There's 14 fields out there.
Oh, wow.
I watch my brothers play ball.
So I coached my son out there as well a number of years ago. And it's a great facility. We just had what they call the Greater Hudson Valley Tournament out there. We actually took folks that had a tournament out in Connecticut. And they came here. They loved our facilities. They're going to come back next year. So revenue generated for not only the town, but also for Little League itself over in soccer. We have right down the road here, Airport Drive. We have the soccer fields there. Have those in Rockingham. We have some now over at Martz Field. We're looking at Castle Point. So we're trying to, because soccer is really increased. Really increased the number of folks that are playing that.
You played soccer here on these fields. Yeah. You grew up playing soccer here.
Yeah, Christian.
And my son, they both played soccer over here, where she almost killed me. She got me into this mother-daughter,
like
I don't
parents
know.
Versus
parents versus
You took your mom out?
She didn't. I'm 5'1".
You liar. You're not 5 foot. Stop it.
He's terrible. Although I represent the lollipop fields, I'm small and mighty like the acorn and oak tree. Either way, she invites me to this parents, mothers, whatever, play soccer. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. These guys are all in their gear.
Right.
So I don't have cleats. I don't have shin guards. I'm in my sneakers and jeans and we're playing. And this girl full out runs towards me and kicks my shin. And
fine.
For like 3 months, the pain was unbearable.
Mm.
Now, I didn't want to go down like I was a wuss. So I didn't. And I just kept playing. When I went home, I was like in tears.
That's the opposite of a wuss.
Oh, no, I know. But I went home and I was like, now I know why you wear shin guards. And why wouldn't they tell the parents to wear shin guards?
Well, most parents don't have shin guards.
I would have borrowed.
Most parents can't borrow their child's shin guards.
Yeah.
You know why I would vote for your mom? She always does what she says she's going to do. And I could tell a story about, she knows the story. We're doing a podcast a couple of years ago and we're joking around and I start making short jokes and she says, one more short joke and I'm coming over the table at you. So I made one and she flew over a table at me. That's who you want. That's who you want.
She said it.
Yep. She said it. And she did it.
From acorn to an oak.
So I haven't heard anything from you guys yet that's controversial. What's like, is there anything controversial that
I don't know about on the town side, but on the legislative side, not really controversial, but they want to do away with burning the trash and do more composting, which I understand, but I feel like we can come to a happy medium when it comes to that,
right?
You know, so I agree we have a lot of trash and I agree that we don't want some carcinogens or whatever in the air. I agree that, you know, my mom had asthma. I don't think that it was, I don't know what it was due to, and I feel like we can come to some bipartisan happy medium when it comes to that. I don't think it has to be black or white. And I think a lot of the issues in the county, I feel like, don't really have to be black or white. Just like a lot of times when there's a bill that's sponsored or there's resolutions, like sometimes people put things in like a bill that you're like, oh my God, they didn't sponsor that. And then the other party will say, they didn't do this bill and look how great it is. But you don't realize there's like a couple of sentences in there that are terrible.
Right.
So it negates the whole thing.
Do they put pork on your bills like they do federally? Like this, like you get a bill that says we're going to get
Again, that's the state. We don't do bills. We do resolutions.
Resolution. Do they put pork on your resolutions like they do federally?
No, they don't. They don't, because we all sit together. And we mediate. We talk about them. But I'm just saying, like, so far as the issues.
Right.
Like, I feel like there are issues that we both can tackle bipartisanly.
Mm-hmm.
And we can probably come to a happy medium if everyone will just work together and say, hey, without yelling and screaming.
Right.
Let's try to figure this out. But without spending taxpayer dollars irresponsibly.
Right.
How can we do this? What other plan? Like, hey, that may be a great idea, but that's going to cost so much money. Do you have a plan? That way, where we wouldn't have to spend that much money. Is there a plan? Because if you can show us a plan and we can do this thing,
right?
You know, just for instance, then maybe we can spend not as much money and this plan could be a tax. Mm-hmm. You know,
composting, I get the argument, but composting is, I get both sides of that because composting is expensive.
Yeah.
It's really burning, not a fan, but way cheaper. And yeah, so and with a budget that has parameters on it, right?
Because I live here too. I mean, I don't want my kids to grow up and myself to grow up and whatever. But again, is there a happy medium? So there's things like that, you know, that are a little, I guess, a little controversial. But I try to focus on helping everyone where we can, and can we come up with a plan?
Right.
You know, but again, I'm one person in the legislature, but I try to do what's right for everybody because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
You know, just as a human, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Does your faith factor into your work politically at all?
Is my faith? My faith factors into my everyday life.
Okay. So, yeah, so the answer is yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, because I wake up and I thank God every day for being alive. I thank God every day for every breath I take. I thank God for keeping my kids safe every day. And when I go to bed at night, I say, please keep them healthy and safe. So my faith has to come into play because I thank God for being able to do the job I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, God, listen, if there's something that I need to be doing, please show me the way. Like, how am I supposed to help people? If there's a way, show me. Like, if someone needs help, let it be known so I can.
Right.
So I can be there. So I can be that person that will help and step up and do the right thing.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, without God, I don't exist. So
very cool.
That is for me.
I have to agree with you. We've had some health issues in my family, and faith has gotten us through some of those health issues.
Mm.
Son and I, and so, you know, again, I put my hands in God's hands, and it can be scary. I had a platelet count problem about 6 months ago.
Platelet count problem, okay.
And it got very, very bad. And, I was in the hospital for a couple of weeks. Thank God, knock on wood, I'm out here healthy and able to do stuff. But, you know, you go through these scary moments. And my son had it a couple of years ago, so it's an autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
And thank God we're both healthy now. But those kind of things really make you believe that there is a God out there and he's looking over us and taking care of us. And so... Yes, faith that was coming to.
Look at Gia. Gia was born 3 pounds, 3 ounces. Not only was she born...
She's like 5 pounds, 3 ounces now. What's the miracle there?
I mean, like, thank you. She was born at 31 weeks through a cerclage. Like, and I was in Trendelenburg position. So I had my cervix stitched shut.
If this wasn't a political show, the jokes I would be making...
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm just saying, like, I was upside down in a hospital bed just so she wouldn't...
Right.
Be born, you know? I mean,
make
she
sure
divide
you,
all up.
When you move to Florida and you're starting to date guys, make sure you play them the show so that they know that you were born smaller than a rabbit. And
she says it all the time.
Well, I mean,
they're going to hear it eventually.
They're going to hear it eventually anyway. Yeah.
Anyone that's going to date my daughter is going to hear it. They're
going to know that she was born.
Anybody that comes to the house.
She was born lighter than. Thing, born lighter.
What do I say? What do I say?
Whatever you do, like, to her, like, I'll do to you. It's the same thing every time.
And then I'm like, oh, are your legs broke? Why? Oh, you didn't open her car door.
Like, I'm like, out and said that to someone.
I did. Well, right. And then last time, a guy picked her up, and I was like, can he come to the door? Like, I don't understand this pulling up to the front. Like, he's the mass marauder. And then going to take my child and just drive off.
In fairness, I chased the guy down the driveway because Gramercy went outside to meet him. And I'm like, whoa. You come to the door, you knock, you come in, I check you out. If I see a tattoo I don't like, goodbye. And that's how we do it.
I'm not that bad with the tattoos. But
I didn't mean it.
For that reason, I talked to my son about that. I'm like, if you go to pick up a girl,
you go to the door.
You get out of the car, you go to the door, you meet her parents.
Yep.
And when you're going to the car, you open her darn car door first before you get in the car. It's respect. I don't care how old. And a lot of girls, well, no, I can open my own door. It's women's right. I don't care.
Right.
It's respect for me, my home, you. Get out of the car and come to the door.
One thing
she deserves it.
She does deserve it. All daughters named G deserve it. one thing I love about Wappingers that I have noticed is it's extraordinarily pro arts.
Yeah.
Now there's the I went to Carnwath. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, yes. Carnwath Farm.
You all redid the chapel.
You just
in there?
Played there. Me yeah. and G just watched you play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's a chapel there that.
We just redid that race probably in the last 6 months or so. Basically, in the chapel was a lot of cosmetic work. But what we did was we put a brand new walkway in there. Its capacity is about 200, brand new lights, everything in there. Now we open it up for people to be, you know, to gather, whatever. But it's beautiful now.
And to a credit to the way you all operate, I work with a not-for-profit that's trying to do a Christmas concert at the chapel.
Okay.
Sent two emails, both got answered the same day. When does government do that? So,
wow.
Yeah. So, congrats. And thoroughly answered. Not like, you know, I have to check with blah, 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 blah. So, hats off, man. You all answered questions. That's awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I will give you credit again because you did get us some grant money for that too as well.
Go, Lynn.
Yes. And not only that, you're welcome. But what I actually did do, and I know it's campaign season, so I've kind of not been harping on her now, but I did ask the senator because those steps that go from the parking lot up, I'm trying to see if we can fix them and get some kind of wheelchair access there. So the county executive, Sue Serino, I did talk to her about that and she said that we'll talk.
Because you're tired of carrying people.
Yes. No, because it's the right thing.
Yeah, right.
Don Wade Pearson, I remember you.
But I did. I was telling you that when we were there last time that I really wanted to talk to Sue and see if we can get brand new steps made with a ramp because it's, you know, and again, our people that are on walkers, on crutches, if someone breaks it, you know, something.
Yeah.
And I know Gia loves Carnwath, right, Gia?
Yeah.
She loves a hotel over there.
It's beautiful. I've never been.
She said she did readings on those hills.
Yeah.
If you go on the back past the carriage house, you'll see it's back there because you can overlook the Hudson and everything else.
So. She did repeats, hill repeats.
Oh.
Up and down the hill. She had to run. Up and down. I'm like, I can't even make it
one time
up the hill. The guy's making her go.
Well, you're having a little bit of an excuse right now.
Well, right now I do. Yeah. But I remember at Bowdoin Park,
Hilltop?
Yeah. Her coach used to drive around on her bike. She used to slow down.
When does voting start?
Saturday, early voting. Get to the booths. Local elections matter. I really need your support. Al really needs your support. If you're in my district, please and thank you. And if you are a Democrat, please talk to me if you want to talk to me before voting. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I urge that you vote person, not party.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And election runs through Saturday till
November 4th.
Till November 4th.
Yeah, so early voting is October 25th through November 2nd. And then election day is November 4th. So again, thank you for allowing us to be on your program today. Again, I would ask people, again, as Lynn said, please come out and vote and support us. Doesn't make a difference whether you're, again, Republican, Democrat. Again, as the person at this level, but not necessarily the party.
And I've been here 54 years, my whole entire life.
So you're getting to know the place.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I've been here my whole life. I know the issues that matter. And like Sue Serino said, because I worked for her when she was in the state Senate, I know countywide issues as well as local issues on the town planning board. So, I mean, I really try to make a difference in the community, you know, multiple nonprofits. And so like, this isn't just a political thing for me. This is a thing for me that's like, I just want to help people because that's who I am since I'm 18 years old. I never said no if someone says, oh, can you do this fundraiser? Can you help me out? Or you want to speak at this event? I just like helping people. So I think for that reason, I really feel like I'm a strong candidate because I'm a great voice. I'm a strong person and I will get the job done.
And I can tell you that I personally visit a number of folks there. So we've had issues. I'll give you a perfect example. So we had an issue on Brothers Road in the town of Wappinger. There's a development behind it called Sherwood Heights. And there was a big issue, water issue there. And I bet you I was there 10 times trying to work with the residents till we finally got it resolved. But that's the kind of things we do. It's more of a personal thing here. Again, it's a local level. You want to help out people if you can. Again, I'm not looking to see that you're Republican or Democrat. I'm going to help you no matter what. If I can, and I think that's the way we both operate.
For sure. For sure.
Say your last name out, because everybody knows, if you're listening to my show, you know who Lynn is, because he's been up. So
last name is Casella. C-A-S-E-L-I.
Beautiful.
Nice okay.
Yeah.
What did I forget to ask you?
I don't think
when I'm going to Disneyland? No, I'm just
I don't think anything.
Listen, I would like to see more arts and culture, and I know Joey wanted me to head up this committee, but the committee didn't really take off or go too many places because everybody wanted to get paid that was on the committee. They didn't want to volunteer their time. So I would like
to... Was it artists that you want?
No, it was art and music.
So right.
I would like to see with Joey if I can work with, and I have been trying to help. I helped him get a couple of bands and things like that. But I'm going to see if I can talk to Jessica Fulton on a personal level, not even on a county level, work with more of the... you know, parks and events, things like that, because I want to bring more arts and culture to this town.
I think you guys do a good job, though.
We have a great job, but there's so many more musicians that we can do showcasing, things like that over there that they don't think about, like musicians that write their own music. Because right now we have people that have, they do the covers, and that's great. Everyone wants to dance to that. But what about all of my musician friends and our musician friends and people that I don't even know, and artists that paint and that don't have a name or that write their own music? Where do they get to go? So I would like to see if we can more.
We're actually looking to bring in more concerts next year. We are fortunate enough to have sponsors.
Yeah.
So Central Alton is one of them. Yeah. Sponsors.
I knew a singer-songwriter.
Yeah. You anybody like that?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Well, so we are definitely you, but I definitely want
more concerts, things like that.
And again, people that don't just play concerts.
I will tell you why your original music idea is brilliant. So the way original music works is it gets popular by repetition. So I'll play a song for you now, and you'll go, oh, I really like that song. You'll leave, and 3 hours later, you will have forgotten it. If it's on Spotify or the radio, and it's on your playlist, and or it's in your car, and you hear it 4 or 5 times, now you're remembering it, and it gives the artist a chance to maybe even potentially monetize. But there needs to be repeated exposure for that. And the problem, why your idea is so good, is it's tough in the marketplace to convince a venue owner to say, like, look, here, an artist is going to come, you're going to pay them, they're going to see nothing you ever heard before, and then you're going to leave. That's a harder sell. But if you can do it like on a parks recreation level, public space level, that's so key.
Like, yes, we'll have more concert series that people could dance to and stuff,
right?
But maybe you could have one night a week where they do like
singer-songwriter series, man.
And we can do that. People could
come picnic and be mellow for 10 minutes.
Yeah. So we typically do concert nights on Thursdays, so they could expand it to another day or expand the number of concerts we do, which is what we're looking to do anyway.
Right.
And not just concerts, but bring in, singles, whatever you want to do. But, again, it's all about entertainment, bringing, the livelihood to the community. I'll tell you, the residents, they come out. They do come out, and I've been out there.
Yeah, because who wants to sit home? You want to be able to bring your picnic.
Right.
Bring your tchotchkes and your food and whatever you like to drink. And you're sitting there and you're relaxing. You're listening to good music. You're not sitting in your house.
Right.
You're not watching.
And there's other people around you, which is so important, especially.
And it brings the community
together.
Because
we messed it up for your generation, especially for your generation to see other people would be nice.
No, you do. You bring the community together that way. You meet your neighbors. Hey, where do you live? Where do you live?
To find out.
Gia writes her own music.
Do you really?
She's home doing beats all the time.
What do you play? Do you play an instrument?
No, I just make chords on my...
You're so lucky because I was about to slap you with that guitar and ask you to play
a chord. I wish.
Well, she should pick up a guitar and
just make stuff.
She can go downstairs and...
If only your mom had a friend. You know, I'm the answer to a lot of your problems. If only your mom had a friend who taught guitar, you could...
Actually, you should come here and have them teach you a couple chords.
I'd be happy to.
That'd be cool.
All right. I'd be happy to.
Nice to jam.
To find out
more about, answer separately, to find about more about your positions, accomplishments, blah, 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 is there a place I can go?
They can call me.
What's your number?
914-475-9866.
That's local politics.
Everyone's got it. 24/7. Well, I don't want any harassing calls.
I know it's a political show, but you can't say everybody's got my number and expect me to not joke.
All right. That's pretty. Listen, it's been the same number since the cell phones actually came out.
Right.
It's been, so when I tell you, I mean, I've worked for the music industry since I'm 18. So every tour manager, lots of bands, musicians, everyone's got
right.
it. I can just block you if you're going to bother me.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't mean you, but I mean, right. if someone's going
to... Oh, I noticed you're a little slower to respond now.
No, I just want people to know that that's how available I am.
Say it again. Say the number again.
914-475-9866.
Okay.
But that's how available I am.
Great.
You have questions? Call me. You have a problem? Ask for help.
Al, how do we get a hold of you?
So a couple ways. You can do phone. It's 845-803-6359. So you can do that. I have an email address out there as well. You can go on the Tom website, Tom Wappinger. You can find me as well. But I certainly do make house calls. I'm not a doctor, but I do make house calls. And if anybody has questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them about our positions, things we're looking at. And, again, we can help you out. We're going to help you out. Simple things like telephone pole lights. Somebody called up and said, listen, when the telephone pole lights outside of All Angels and Sherwood Heights. It's been out for 2 years. Can you help us out? Got on the phone with Central Hudson. A week later, done. So again, it's simple things. It doesn't look at, you're not looking at political, but email, phone call.
What's the email address?
It's acasella@townofwappingerus.gov.
Okay, cool. Cool. Did I forget to ask you anything?
I don't think so.
All right. Go.
She's going to leave me and I'm going to cry.
You are going to cry. You're going to cry hard.
I know.
I'm going to play you a song before you go. It's going to make you cry right now.
Oh, don't. Yeah. Yeah.
I wrote a song about my daughter going.
But I have to say, as far as daughters go, she's helped me through this whole hard ordeal. She kept everybody informed. Everyone says your daughter kept everybody informed.
Yeah, you did a great job.
She was really good at it. So.
You're a good mom, Lynn.
Yeah,
she is.
Beautiful. All right, vote for good people.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, this was fun. Good? I caught everything?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.